Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, new coach of the Butler basketball program, formerly of UW-Milwaukee. It's a pleasure to welcome in Lavelle Jordan. Lavelle, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Good. We got you on this afternoon to talk about DJ Wilson. Before we do that, though, how are things going so far in your first couple of weeks out there at Butler? You getting the ball rolling?
Yeah, no, you hit the ground running. You know, June is a unique time for a transition like this. So our guys will be here. Freshmen are coming tomorrow, and we start summer school on Monday. So Sunday night will be the first official team meeting.
You missed it.
In a week and a half, it's a lot.
You missed a meeting last night. You know that, right?
I missed the meeting, yeah.
Yeah, you missed the meeting last night. And of all the players, the Bucks are going to take, who do they take? They take your guy, too. I said on there last night, I said, y'all know Lavelle Jordan was supposed to be here, and of all the players they could have taken, I had the expert booked for this show to talk about this cat, and he's at Butler, you know, being all happy about life
and
stuff.
That was the plan. I didn't know that was the Bucks' plan, but I knew the plan was for me to be there.
All right, so tell us about DJ Wilson. What can we expect from this kid?
Well, I think he's, you know, he's a guy that's extremely skilled. You know, he's got a high skill level. He's going to work hard. You know, that was the thing I enjoyed about coaching him for 2 years there at Michigan. I actually helped recruit him quite a bit, so got to know him and his family. So he's a, first and foremost, he's going to be a tremendous representative of the organization in the locker room. He's a good kid. I call him a kid. He's going into manhood now, but just a good kid and a great teammate, and he's going to work. So I think I know he's excited. I was actually text messaging with him early this morning about the opportunity, and so he's excited about it.
So what's his game translate into, Lavelle, when you look at him and you look at him on the next level?
Yeah, I think his game, you know, he's a, I guess you would call him stretch four now. You know, the way that people are playing, he can shoot the three. You know, he'll have to stretch it to the NBA three, but and then he can also drive and make a decision. He's got a skill level to be able to do that. And then he can defensively is, I think, where, you know, he'll help himself get an opportunity earlier, sooner rather than later, because he can switch and defend multiple positions. He moves his feet and he has good length. He's got the ability to block shots from a rotation. And so, you know, those things make him, you know, make him valuable. And then he has a high ceiling. Like he's a not done yet guy. So he has a lot of potential. He's going to have to work at it. And then I know he gets challenged in practice every day, you know, with guys like Giannis and get mentored from those guys. So I'm excited for him. I think he brings a lot to the table. They're going to have a really, really long team if he's out there with Sunmaker and Giannis and the other guys on the roster. So they have great length.
What's his weakness? What's the one thing you tell him he should work on before he goes and plays at the next level?
I think, you know, defending in the post one-on-one is something where he's gotten stronger over the years. You saw that this last year at Michigan where, you know, the weight room had paid off for him. He had a redshirt year initially, because he had to get stronger. You know, he was a skinny kid. So that'll continue to grow. But I think that's something where he's going to have to be able to defend down there on some matchups. And then also, you know, just finishing and rebounding, you know, is a thing, like where he's got the length to be able to go get balls. And now as he gets stronger, he'll get more of them. And being able to finish, you know, at that level through contact. You know, the athleticism goes up a level. The physicality goes up a level. So that's something. But he'll have the ability to stretch it, you know, for now while he's working on those things.
Everybody says, you know, he fits into what the Bucks want to do from a style perspective and how they want to play the game. Obviously, you've been able to watch the Bucks here for the last year or so. Do you see that fit in how he works in with Giannis, how he works in with Thon and Brogdon and these guys?
Yeah, I think it's a great fit because he gives them one more guy that can stretch the defense. And I thought you know, just watching the last year, it seemed like, you know, we could have used one more guy out there that could hit the long ball, and he can do that. And I think defensively, the way they were wired, and they did, a phenomenal job. You know, the ability to switch and defend and move and guard, you know, like I said, multiple positions is, if you have him and Giannis and Thon out there, and they can all switch and defend, and they have a couple of guys that can rotate and block a shot, you know, they should be able to protect the paint. Not that they have great girth, but the length and the ability and the mobility of all of them, I think it makes it exciting.
Let's switch gears a little bit here. Talk to me about the decision to leave Milwaukee to go to Butler. I mean, when we saw the report, obviously I wanted you for our show, but when I saw the report, I said, dude, he's got to take it. He's got to go. When I saw that they were possibly offering you the job, I'm like, now he really has to go. Was it kind of a no-brainer for you because it was Butler?
Yeah, you know, it was so unique, like I said, with the timing of it, because I was really excited about where we were with our program at Milwaukee Basketball, and looking forward to, you know, this point where the incoming freshmen, we're going to arrive and having a plan together for that. And then this comes up, and it's like a once-in-a-lifetime deal. And so, you know, me being a Butler alum and a former player, and my wife being from Indianapolis, so, you know, the family's here, and this is her hometown. So it was, you know, it was kind of one that was going to be extremely difficult to say no to. And so it was the right time for us. You know, it was unexpected, but it was going to be hard to turn that one down. It was kind of a dream job.
That's Lavelle Jordan, now head coach of the Butler basketball program, formerly of UW-Milwaukee and a former coach of Bucks first-round pick DJ Wilson. Coach, we were sorry to see you go, but wish you all the best and happy that you landed that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we appreciate the time and insight here on The Big Show.
Hey, I appreciate you having me, guys. Don't be strangers now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.